Today is the sixth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we continue the journey we've been on all year. And we have a bit of, what do we have? A bit of ocean, a bit of road, a bit of terrain yet in front of us. We have begun the book of Hosea yesterday. We will continue our journey through Hosea today. And then when we get to the New Testament, we will, we'll read a whole book. But we'll talk about that in a minute. First, Hosea chapters 4 and 5 today. Hear the word of the Lord, people of Israel. For the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, no faithful love, and no knowledge of God in the land. Cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and adultery are rampant. One act of bloodshed follows another. For this reason, the land mourns, and everyone who lives in it languishes, along with the wild animals and the birds of the sky. Even the fish of the sea disappear. But let no one dispute, let no one argue, for my case is against you priests. You will stumble by day. The prophet will also stumble with you by night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from serving as my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your sons. The more they multiply, the more they sinned against me. I will change their honor into disgrace. They feed on the sin of my people. They have an appetite for their iniquity. The same judgment will happen to both people and priests. I will punish them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not be satisfied. They will be promiscuous, but not multiply. For they have abandoned their devotion to the Lord. Promiscuity, wine, and new wine take away one's understanding. My people consult their wooden idols, and their divining rods inform them. For a spirit of promiscuity leads them astray. They act promiscuously, in disobedience to their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops, and they burn offerings on the hills. And under oaks, poplars, and terebinths, because their shade is pleasant. And so your daughters act promiscuously, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they act promiscuously, or your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go off with prostitutes and make sacrifices with cult prostitutes. People without discernment are doomed. Israel, if you act promiscuously, don't let Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal or make a pilgrimage to Beth Avon, and do not swear an oath as the Lord lives. For Israel is as obstinate as a stubborn cow. Can the Lord now shepherd them like a lamb in an open meadow? Ephraim is attached to idols. Leave him alone. When their drinking is over, they turn to promiscuity. Israel's leaders fervently love disgrace. A wind with its wings will carry them off, and they will be ashamed of their sacrifices. Hear this, priests. Pay attention, house of Israel. Listen, royal house. For the judgment applies to you, because you have been a snare at Mizpah, and a net spread out on Tabor. Rebels are deeply involved in slaughter. I will be a punishment for all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, Ephraim, you have acted promiscuously. Israel is defiled. Their actions do not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of promiscuity is among them, and they do not know the Lord. Israel's arrogance testifies against them. Both Israel and Ephraim stumble because of their iniquity, Even Judah will stumble with them. They go with their flocks and herds to seek the Lord, but do not find him. He has withdrawn from them. They betrayed the Lord. Indeed, they gave birth to illegitimate children. Now the new moon will devour them along with their fields. Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah. Raise the war cry in Beth Aven. Look behind you, Benjamin. Ephraim will become a desolation on the day of judgment. I announce what is certain among the tribes of Israel. The princes of Judah are like those who move boundary markers. I will pour out my fury on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in judgment, for he is determined to follow what is worthless. So I am like rot to Ephraim, and like decay to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah his wound, Ephraim went to Assyria and sent a delegation to the great king. But he cannot cure you or heal your wound. For I am like a lion to Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. Yes, I will tear them to pieces and depart. I will carry them off, and no one can rescue them. I will depart and return to my place until they recognize their guilt and seek my face. They will search for me in their distress. Okay, so like we said, we finished 1 John yesterday. We're going to read an entire book today, an entire letter. It's called 2 John. And this one was probably written pretty close after the first one. It's probably written to the same people because it's very similar. And it's the similarities that allow textual scholars and biblical scholars to accept John as the authentic author. And since the tradition is that John spent the later years of his life doing ministry in Ephesus, then that would be likely where 2 John has its origination, probably written in Ephesus. It's short. We're going to read it all. 13 verses. The first three verses will give us greetings. The next three remind us how important it is to love one another. Then three more verses speak against false teachings, specifically Docetism, which is what we were discussing in 1 John. And then a couple of verses give instructions that are different than any of the other letters. These verses advise the readers how they should behave toward a traveling minister who comes into the church and attempts to introduce one of the false teachings. And the instructions are to not bring encouragement or hospitality to that person. And then the letter concludes with its final two verses. And so we'll read it real quick. We've talked about it more than it will take to read it. And it would be easy to just let it kind of blur because it's so much of the same territory between 1 and 2 John. But let's just remember, let's just imagine. 1 John arrived. The people read it. They began to live into it. They began to find encouragement in it. And then they began to find challenge and discouragement in it. And then this second letter arrives, maybe a couple months later, and brings that boost, brings a clear reminder of where they're supposed to be aimed, and gives them encouragement in their hearts to love one another. And that would be the posture we take now. As we read 2 John. The elder, to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth that remains in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, in keeping with the command we have received from the Father. So now I ask you, dear lady, not as if I were writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commands. This is the command as you have heard it from the beginning, that you walk in love. Many deceivers have gone out into the world. They do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves so that you don't lose what we have worked for, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who does not remain in Christ's teaching, but goes beyond it, does not have God. The one who remains in that teaching, this one has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your home and do not greet him. For the one who greets him shares in his evil works. Though I have many things to write to you, I don't want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come to you and talk face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your elect sister send you greetings. Psalm 125. Israel's Stability. A Song of Ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. It cannot be shaken. It remains forever. The mountains surround Jerusalem, and the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous will not apply their hands to injustice. Do what is good, Lord, to the good, to those whose hearts are upright. But as for those who turn aside to crooked ways, the Lord will banish them with the evildoers. Peace be with Israel. Proverbs 29:9-11. If a wise person goes to court with a fool, there will be ranting and raving, but no resolution. Bloodthirsty men hate an honest person, but the upright care about him. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise person holds it in check. Father, we thank you for your word, and even as the year speeds up for us in this holiday season, the end of the year speeds up for us as we move through so much territory in the scriptures. So we invite you, Holy Spirit, as we walk with you, that you will lead us into all truth. And show us what we need to see and hear, what we need to know, how we need to be. Show us what we need to have in our lives as we continue this journey forward. Now through 2 John, tomorrow into 3 John, as we continue through the minor prophets, speak to us, Father. We are listening, and we need you, and we worship you. And we love you, and we pray this in the name of Jesus, who has rescued us from the darkness and made us children of the light. Come, Jesus, illuminate our path that we may walk in the light as you are in the light. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. Christmas time is going on around here, and so it's time to call in your Christmas greetings for the annual Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas Party. The way that you do that is either use the hotline button in the app or call 877-942-4253. And those are recognizable ways to reach out, because that's the prayer and encouragement line. But right now it's also the prayer and encouragement and holiday greeting line. So call in your holiday greetings now. We will go for a couple more days, and then we're going to kind of lock that down and begin assembling the party together. And so don't delay. Also, for Christmas this year, Well, it's a little different than any other year. We haven't got a Christmas box this year. We have pressed all of the music from the Daily Audio Bible onto different vinyl packages, a beautiful commemorative of what we do here each day and kind of what's underneath all that we do. Some of the music from the season and seasons of the Daily Audio Bible's existence. And so all of those are available. We will send the Christmas ornament that we have each year out with any of those orders and all of this initiative, all of this effort, all of the resources that come in will be invested into what is coming next for us in the new year. And that's a complete new infrastructure for the Daily Audio Bible with a complete new app. And so we have worked very hard and tirelessly for years, and that should finally lead our community forward and be the home of the global campfire sometime next year. And so this year, we're just inviting participation. And you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. Just look for the shop and look for the Christmas category, and you will find everything there. So check that out. Thank you. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible as we wind down another year, thank you again humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you very much. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Dab family. It is December 1st, and I just heard the most precious little girl asking for prayers for her grandma, Almanita. Child, I heard your prayer request, and I am praying for your little Almanita. And yes, we all have grandparents. Some of them are with us, and some of them have passed, but grandparents do have a special place in our hearts and in our lives. And I am praying to the Father for his protection, for his healing, and also for your comfort to know that God loves you, God loves Almanita, and your mommy and daddy. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and asking us to pray along with you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Calling in today for Maggie May, we have been praying for you for a number of years, and now you may have an opportunity to have a residence, a home, I believe it was, next to your son. So we pray the Lord is in this. We pray this is the Lord's will. We pray that you would get this house. For you definitely are a light in the darkness. You could be a light for your son, a light for the community. So Maggie May, we are definitely lifting you up and praying that you will get this residency. Also calling in for Emmy, who called in and would like us to pray for her two-year-old daughter. She took her to the doctor for a two-year checkup, and there seems to be an issue with her heart. We pray this is just a minor issue, Lord, and that she has heard, and it's good news, and not to something to worry about. So we pray for that, and we want to lift up her daughter to you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless.
Hey guys, this is Katie Joe from Wyoming. I was just calling in for Kristen, aka Christ and Me, who just called in saying she's had a bad day, that just dealing with all the loss, and I just wanted you to know that I myself have lost both parents, my mom, and then also the man who brought me back to Christ and saved my life, poured into me and discipled me also died in 2021, and I mean, I've lost people spiritually, physically. There was a point in my life where I had, like, lost everybody, and so I know what you're going through right now, and so this prayer is for you and for anybody else who's experienced this kind of pain. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, and we come before your throne, and we praise you, and we thank you that these people were in our life, that you gave them to us, that they made their mark, they made their impact on our lives, and they brought us so much joy. And so I just pray that you wrap your arms around Kristen right now and everybody else who struggles with this, Lord, that that we sometimes we just want them back, but we know they're where they need to be, where they're safe with you, Lord. And so I just pray comfort and peace and just your everlasting joy to wash over everybody who suffers from this, God. And we know that your will be done, and we just thank you for these people in our lives. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. Have a blessed day.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And Sparky, I just heard your conversation with God on the community prayer, and I just want to say amen and amen. You are so loved and respected by this community, and especially me, that I just want you to know that everything that was said there is truth, and it's from God. So know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we want you in our lives forever, even for eternity. Will that be wonderful? Oh, Lord God, we just praise you for the hope that we have in you, the hope of life for eternity, and not a life like we have here, but a life of glory for eternity with you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. We do not grieve as pagans do. And I'm thinking of my son here as he's suffering from the stage 4 cancer. We do not grieve as pagans do. We have a hope. We have a future. And we have you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.